It's time again for another episode of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. So welcome, Melanie.
Okay, so I went to the movies yesterday, and for a change, it was all by myself. And as it turns out, the movie that I went to see, which is called The Room Next Door, I was the only one there. Of course, it's kind of a weekday, middle of the day. I wasn't real surprised, but there I was. I had the whole theater to myself, which was kind of nice. So the movie called The Room Next Door is actually an excellent movie. And it's written and directed by a very famous European director named Pedro Almodovar. Pardon my pronunciation. And I think, in fact, it's his first movie he's ever actually done in English. He's done many, many movies in Spanish, but this is his first in English. And it's set in the United States, actually it's set in New York. The focus is on two amazing actresses. One is Julianne Moore, who's been around for quite some time, another American actress who seems kind of distinguishable by her very red hair. She kind of lights up a room whenever she walks in. And the other person is Tilda Swinton, who I believe is Australian, but in this movie she played an American, and she had a perfectly acceptable American accent. And she's also an amazing and a very distinguished looking woman. She seems to be considerably taller than Julianne Moore. She towered over her in the scenes where they played together. Just in a nutshell, there are no twists, no turns in this. It's really quite straightforward, but just beautifully done. And it's a story about two women who are kind of middle-aged. And they both met in college, and both made their careers in writing. One of them, the Tilda Swinton character, went into war journalism. And Julianne Moore became a fiction writer. And she has, like many people, many people in North America at least, she has a real fear of death. She doesn't seem to see it as, well, yeah, death is a part of life. It's essentially the end of life. She's just quite frightened. So it's ironic in a way that Tilda Swinton, who is her old friend, although an old friend that she hasn't seen in some years, asks her if she could be the person who will share her home at the end of her life. She has a form of cancer, which has been treated and treated and treated and treated again. And she's not really getting a whole lot better and has quietly decided, this is pretty much it for me. I'm going to hopefully find a place where I can just end my life and someone that I can end it with. And as it turns out, Julianne Moore is the person, even though she hasn't seen her in many years. They were very, very close and seemed to have a lot of commonalities in their lives. So that's kind of it. There is no, as I said, there's no twists, there's no turns, no great climaxes. It's a very quiet but powerful film about friendship, really, focusing on the end of life of one of them. The visuals are quite stunning. There's a number of scenes in which the house where they go off to where Tilda Swinton will end her life is in the middle of, it's somewhere near Woodstock, New York. And I don't know where it really is, but it's an amazing home. And I remember thinking, well, this is quite something. If I'm going to end my life somewhere, I think I too would choose this place. Just an amazing house in the middle of the woods. The only thing that in addition to the fact that it was just kind of a quiet, powerful movie, the only thing that was kind of disturbing and distressing, I guess, is how in the United States, and I read a little bit about this afterwards, unlike Canada, where there seem to be a number of options for ending your life if you choose to end your life, and if you have, well, there's many, many aspects to that, but it's at least it's something that you can do. Most of the time, in most of the provinces, under most circumstances, without being considered essentially a criminal for taking your own life. And that's not the way it works in this movie. There is a fair bit of attention paid to how will the Julianne Moore character fulfill her friend's request by being with her at the end of her life and not be accused of helping her, because that's a crime. Quite an effective scene with the police officer who is looking into all of this. And I thought, wow, you know, in some ways, yet another reason why Canada and the U.S. must remain separate countries. This situation in the United States, and apparently it's genuine, most of the 50 states criminalize suicide under any circumstances. So that was part of the tension in the movie was when and if this death does take place, and yes, of course it does, what will happen to Julianne Moore? Will she be arrested and tried for aiding and abetting suicide and so on? So I won't go into that, but that's one of the points of tension that kind of added a little bit of a little more interest to the movie. If you're looking for a slam bang, exciting film, this is not it. If you're looking for a movie that has fine acting, wonderful actresses, and a potent but not unusual story, again, this is it. And it's called The Room Next Door. And it refers to the room in this amazing house in the woods where the Julianne Moore character was asked to, if she would mind just being in that room next door to the room where Tilda Swinton is while she's dying. As it turns out, she was in a different room, but that's kind of irrelevant. Anyway, so that's the movie that I saw. And there really seems to be only one movie playing at the Maison de Cinema, which I haven't seen yet. And that one I mentioned on several occasions is, in fact, there's another movie, but there's one that just began, which appears to be a comedy called Love Hurts. And I know next to nothing about that, but I will find out more. No, the one movie that has been there for a while and it's getting amazing reviews is called The Brutalist. I think I mentioned last week that it's there. It has at least one outstanding actor, Adrian Brody, who plays the lead role. The problem is that it's 3 hours. It's nearly 4 hours long. And I just thought, I'm not sure I can comfortably sit through that length of a movie and have it hold my attention. So I've been frankly kind of avoiding it, but I may just bite the bullet and say, I'm going to do it. I'll just go to the theater, maybe bring food with me and just sit through this quite long, but very well received, critically acclaimed movie, The Brutalist. It's been nominated for several Academy Awards, several other awards, and has won a bunch already. Another film that's there now, as I mentioned, that I have not seen, and in fact I hadn't even heard of, it's called there and not there. But it appears to be a comedy. So I thought, well, this looks like one. I think it's called Heart Eyes. I won't talk about that because I simply don't know very much about it, except to say that, in fact, it is a film that's showing in English. So of the movies that I've seen recently and that are still there, there's one I saw just last week called Companion, which was kind of slight. It's a horror film, but it's a kind of a funny horror film. And I found it very entertaining, but it's not deep by any stretch, but it is fun to watch. So that's there. It's called Companion. And then there's the one that I just saw, the Room Next Door, The Brutalist, as I mentioned, which I haven't seen, but maybe between now and next week, I will have a chance to see that. Mufasa, which is, of course, a Disney movie, live-action Disney movie, which is a kind of I believe it's a prequel to the Lion King. Also very good, very, very well filmed. I would recommend that for children and adults. Another one that last week when I saw Companion, my husband went to see Saint-Exupéry, and he recommended that very highly. It's not a movie about the Little Prince, which is the famous Saint-Exupéry story, but rather about the life of Saint-Exupéry, who was a pilot, and had at least several adventures as a pilot. And apparently very fine film. Another one still there and highly, highly recommended by this reviewer is called A Perfect Unknown. And that's the story about several years in the early career of Bob Dylan. I think it's from 1960 to 1965. And Timothy Chalamet portrays Bob Dylan, and he does just a wonderful job. If you're a Bob Dylan fan or not, or if you just like that era, or if you like Timothy Chalamet, then it's definitely a movie you're going to want to see. It is indeed one that's gotten many, many award nods, as they say. Heart Eyes, and it looks like a comedy. And it's an hour and 37 minutes coming around the bend. There is one coming this Friday, which looks as if it's going to be a crowd pleaser. It's Captain America. It's a Captain America movie. Captain America, for those of you who possibly don't know, is one of the Marvel Comics stalwarts. In this film, he is played by a very fine black actor named Anthony Mackie. And I believe he saves the United States. So maybe that would be fun to watch in this period in which we are currently actually living. So that's coming on Friday. And Friday, coincidentally, happens to be Valentine's Day. The other movie, which also begins on Friday, is a children's film called Paddington in Peru. The Paddington movies that I've seen are all very, very entertaining and fun to watch, with or without having a child with you. You can just go and watch it as an adult and totally enjoy it. There's another movie the following week, 21st of February, that Friday, opens up, and it's again, a kids movie, a ghost film. And that too looks like fun. Bambi, there's yet another version of Bambi, which is beginning on the 21st of February, presumably also a kid's movie. It looks like, I'm not sure if it's a cartoon or a combination of live action and cartoon, but the teaser has, of course, the picture of a deer, and that's Bambi. The one that's opening and could be quite interesting, simply because of its pedigree, is called The Monkey. And it's based on a Stephen King short story. And it's a horror movie. So it's a Stephen King horror film. And if you're a horror fan, or if you're a Stephen King fan, or both, then then this is one that you're certainly going to want to catch. So that comes on February 21st. There's a bunch of other films that are also beginning sometime after the 21st of February, a few starting up. But even if you just go to the movies now, there are a few movies that you will very much enjoy, unless you don't like sitting through movies in a theater. Obviously, something that I do like, and fortunately my husband enjoys as well. So you can go and catch Companion. You can catch the Room Next Door. You can catch The Brutalist. Mufasa is still playing. Santa Zubetti is still there. And Perfect Unknown is the Bob Dylan film. There's another movie there, and there's the one that I know nothing about. It just started, and I think it's a comedy. And then there's one called, it is Flight Risk, and that's playing in English at the Maison de Cinema. It's been there now, I think, for at least 2 weeks. It also is on television, so I would say for this particular movie, you might want to save your money, and if you'd like to see the movie, it looks to be kind of an adventure film starring Mark Wahlberg, then maybe just watch it at home. Or go to the movies and watch this one. It is frankly not one that I would recommend. But there's others that I do recommend. Plenty on the screen. I think that's it for this week.
Okay, well, thanks again, Melanie, and have a great week and talk next week. And Melanie just wanted me to add that Love Hurts is a comedy. It's an action comedy. It looks like a fun movie, and it's less than an hour long.